Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hi, everybody. This is Archie. Welcome to Hey Fam. Enjoy your morning.
Hey, what else have we?
Yeah, don't worry, shut up.
Howdy,
hey,
partners.
Everyone,
welcome to Howdy, partners. My name's Levins, and this varmint to my left is Angus
I'm
Truscott.
I'm rooting, tooting Angus Truscott, and right here to my left is.
Am I also on your left?
Yeah, well, because I got one eye. No,
podcasts are a flat circle.
Yeah, sitting here to my right is my podcast and partner, the profiteer and prospecting. Rootin' Tootin' Levins. I can't come up with another name.
That's fine. Rootin'
Tootin' Levins is the kid. It's the dumbest name for a cowboy. Like, they always have these mean names, and then there's, well, what's his name? Like,
Billy the Kid.
He's a kid. Yeah. What? Like a goat?
No, he's the kid. Though.
Like a child?
It's not Billy. Yeah. Billy our kid.
No, that's true. It's like Alex Kid. What's better? It goes from our kid, the kid, and then just kid.
Kid, yeah. Two
everyone
days.
Used to call it Alex the Kid. We've spoken about that before.
Yeah, everyone has.
That's one of those, that's Mandela syndrome.
Mandela effect.
And Mandela effect. No, syndrome. It's when you go to jail for being a political prisoner. And then everyone thinks you're dead. Alex Kid served time. You know, Alex Kid was the cause of apartheid.
That rock scissor papered for
yeah,
it.
Seriously. Yeah, seriously. That was apartheid. That was all codes for apartheid. You can look into it.
Yeah, there's a lot of lore if you delve
Alex
deep
Kid
in that.
Alex Kidd lore is so good.
Guess what, Angus? We've both been playing Red Dead Redemption 2, so we're talking about that later in the episode.
As the podcast would now refer to it as the cowboy game.
The cowboy game.
Love the cowboy game.
I can't wait to hear your thoughts on it.
I accidentally just said them then. I take back that statement. Oh, you'll listen ahead. Find out
soon what Angus refers to this game as now.
Because basically that's all I'll be talking about as it's all I've been doing this week. And you're the one that's got a really interesting stories, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is going to be a very video game heavy episode. Last weekend I was in Melbourne for PAX.
Yep.
Shout out to the like three people that came to my PAX panel for HeyFam and the 497 people that came for the Weekly Planet.
Which three people were they? Let's take a knee.
Jordan. No, wait, that's not his name at all. Kerrod.
Joshua.
And I'm going to claim, I don't know, Oliver.
Oliver, good boys.
Yeah.
Or girls. It's okay. You can do what you want. Just be safe.
That's very true. But yeah, I did a great panel with Meso and James from Weekly Planet, which will be up on their feed pretty soon. It was really fun. We talked about video games and movies and
it's pretty much
one based on the other.
That's what we do. That's what we do best.
It was crazy being surrounded by like so many video game players and none of them were playing the
players
biggest game
AZ?
In the world.
AZ?
Yeah, AZ, exactly.
Thank you. For the players.
But like because of the timing of PAX,
yeah.
no one at the end of the
it is
weekend.
That's like filthy, Oscar season and no one watching La La Land, you know?
Filthy Casuals did a live episode at the end of the weekend and they were like, oh, who's been playing Red Dead Redemption? No one? And like one person raised their hand.
So while all you virgins were in that bomb shelter,
yeah.
Here's me at home spitting tobacco, hitting my wife and playing the cowboy game, like a real cowboy.
But while I was at PAX, Angus, I didn't just record podcasts. I also played
really?
Some games. Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
And I'm going to send, when you're ready to play a few things that aren't Red Dead, there's a demo that I need you to play.
What's
because
it called?
Me and John Valenzuela from All the Small Games, my
yeah, yeah.
Indie game podcast.
Him.
You know him.
I know
You've
him.
Hugged him before.
I mean, he's
house. A good hugger.
Yeah, he's perfect for hugging. That's not a slight. The guy just knows
he's
how to give
a hug.
He's
got a good build.
I saw him a few weeks ago too and I think we hugged. I was sitting down and he bent down and hugged me.
He's the kind of guy who...
I don't even know where that came from. I think you made that up, didn't you?
I can't remember.
Some idiot will remember who listens to
it. He's the kind of guy that when you go in for that, you know, like people that like slap your back when you're
oh,
hug?
Yeah.
Sometimes I hate it because they slap like
there's
a bit too open-handed.
There's some good spots
like,
though,
oh.
But they've got to figure out the spot and they've got to have that cuption situation.
He cups the hand and it's like a bump, bump, bump. It's like, it's a satisfying hug.
It's encouraging.
Yeah.
It's
so
like
we were
dad.
There. Just hugging nonstop at on
people
the
like, can
floor.
You get out of the line and actually all play the game?
Actually, you know what I did the most at PAX? PAX is a big games exhibition. I did a lot of selfies, and apparently I pull the same face in every selfie.
Yeah, it's a soy face.
It's
we
not
know
soy,
that.
You know, it is. It's a big grin.
But your mouth's open.
No.
And it looks like there's a plate of bacon in front of you. And you're
soy
going,
bacon.
I love bacon. You know, it's that face. I thought we spoke about that on the Drunk Smash Brothers episode.
There's photos from my past of me doing soy face. Oh, I'm pretty
okay.
sure.
You've sworn off soy.
Yeah, I'm off the soy. Yeah, I'm off the soy wave now.
You just need like a filter.
Way. I'm more of a way boy.
You're
now.
A way man. Yep. Yeah.
Way, I'm soy boy is dead. Long live way man.
Way man. Well, I'm still herbivore. Way falls under that.
But the thing I did the most.
Wayman Wedgens.
There was an amazing, enormous Smash Brothers mural that I sent you a panoramic photo of that I took.
It was amazing.
And it was like, I didn't realize, you know, because we see the Smash Brothers lineup posters
everywhere
at the end of all the directs.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they're like hand painted. Well, like, you know, the effect is that they're hand painted.
Yeah, right.
And like all of the characters are now like interacting with each other. Like,
so they've updated it or something.
Oh, man,
or we
it's
just can't
so lit.
Zoom in on the old one. Or is it a new mural?
I think it's a brand new one. This
you know, we probably saw this one when we were off our face. We probably had no idea. Everything was just, like paint.
It was like Nintendo were like kind of like in the middle of this enormous space. And I just was just whenever I needed guidance, I would just go stare out at the Smash wall.
Who provided you the most guidance?
Wario.
Really?
Yeah. Wario.
Fucking Wario style. He's so rude, isn't he?
Yeah. And just like looking, staring at it with a friend and then just telling them to find characters for me.
That's fun.
I'm like, oh, Dark Pit's not there. I'm like, yes, he's over there. Oh really? Well, what about
I love the guy that
Patina?
You're spotting mistakes, trying to find a flaw. Nothing cooler than a dude who's in the video game world who's trying to find flaws in things.
It's really true.
There's not an abundance of those, and we need them.
Because if I found if I've managed to figure out a character that wasn't in there, I reckon they would have given me
Smash
for free.
Yeah, they would have made you president of
Nintendo.
They would
have put me in Smash.
They would have, yeah, they would put you in Smash, and Reggie, you would have had to Reggie adopt you.
That's how Marth got in there.
Yeah, who the fuck's Marth? Commit to Martha or call yourself Mark. That's all I'm saying.
I played, that'd be so good, like an alternate version of Batman v Superman.
That'd be so good.
But
Martha.
He says Marth, and then because that's his main when he plays Smash.
Yes.
And then he's like, why
who
is it that
use?
Name? And he's like, Batman's
Marth,
like,
why are you saying that? I thought it was that other one, Dark Thing. I was like,
Dark Pit.
Hey, anytime he's a meme for you, it's Kermit, and it's anytime someone plays as one of those. What are they called? Golden Century? What's that game called? Golden Sun?
Oh, yeah. Golden Sun. Isaac.
Yeah. Ain't nobody choosing that shit.
Isaac's good.
I don't care. They got like...
Do you hear the theory? There's a crazy theory that he was meant to be announced in the last Nintendo Direct.
Yeah.
Which is actually... We're going to find out
tomorrow.
Fucking everything tonight.
Yeah,
that's
again, exciting. We're going to get everything wrong.
That's
and be,
fine.
But, I like
it
that way.
There's a prediction that because that Direct was delayed because of the
right.
earthquake... One of Isaac's main moves in the RPG is Earthquake.
Yeah, right.
So they reckon that they cut him off.
Yeah, right. I'd hate to see my Fukushima toxic fish finisher then.
Angus, I played some games at PAX that I want to tell you about quickly.
Yep.
I played an amazing...
Is this demo you want me to play?
It's called Knuckle Sandwich. It's made by a Melbourne dude.
It on? Give me the platform
the moment,
anytime you mention
it. At the moment, it's Mac and PC.
It's out just, now? Oh, it's just a demo.
The demo. You can play demo. It's so fun and worth
sick.
It. It's like a Earthbound Undertale RPG.
So those games are good to play on a laptop without a controller.
That's
loser
totally,
style, like you and
exactly,
I, who don't
yeah.
rig up that shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like basically like you just play this like this loser dude who has to go get a job, but the job... As he goes for different jobs, it's like presented like a game show format, and like there's like four different jobs that you have to go do, and it's like, you know, it's not just an RPG or text-based. There is a small amount of like not so much platforming, but moving around and catching things, and the art style is so rad.
Yeah,
definitely like one of the coolest things that I
saw.
What's
it look like? Like, is it 8-bit, 16-bit?
It's like it's like 8-bit, like
8,
you know,
12-bit.
It's like PC.
Can we meet in the middle?
Yeah, sure, 12-bit. Like PC RPG graphics, very colorful,
cool.
But like. A lot of love's gone into the design, just, you know, working
lots
within the
limitations. Lots of love in those comments.
It's like so
how those comments
love.
Looking?
But I that was like by far the best thing I played there. I also played Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah, right.
There was
how
this
was that?
An enormous line at the Bandai Namco.
But even bigger shoes and shorts. Was it? Whoever had the biggest shorts and shoes could get in. Fuck, they're the goofiest characters. I love it. And that's coming from a game who has a character goofy in it.
Yeah, totally.
He's the least
goofy.
Looking goofy person in it. That's a big... That's weird.
Yeah, he's at the smallest feet, I think.
You know what they say.
But there was a massive line at the Bandai Namco booth to play Kingdom Hearts 3. And I was like,
is that Bandai Namco? Is that Square Enix?
I guess it must be like a agreement or something. I don't know. That's where it was.
That's weird.
It is Square though. Yeah.
Yeah. Chief.
Maybe it's just like general Japanese games.
Yeah. Or no, merging company games.
Yeah. But Xbox had like three consoles with Kingdom Hearts 3 on it that no one even knew about. So I just walked over there. I didn't have to line up. And
that's
just
great.
And played both parts of the demo.
Was it good?
Man, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Do you reckon like a dickhead who doesn't play them like me could get into
it? I really think so. Because I mean, you can just tune out during the inane lore stuff.
Heart story.
I kind of do anyway.
What if I want to get into that Dream World Remix 3.4?
Well, I mostly watch it so I can screenshot the dumbest things that get said.
Cool.
Like the subtitles.
Yeah.
Which
is a common racist pastime you and I indulge in.
No, not like badly translated stuff. Just like insane.
Oh yeah, it's just lame.
Stupid JRPG.
Yeah.
BS.
Big titties. Are there big titties in Kingdom Hearts? That's not
their
vibe.
No,
it's big shoes and big shorts.
Unfortunately, that's the one Disney movie franchise.
The sliders only work on short size and sneaker size.
As everyone
and
knows.
And hair conical spikes.
Walt Disney didn't believe in big titties.
He didn't
and that's
believe
why
in,
he's dead.
Big titties or Jews. He believed in Jews. He just thought they shouldn't have as much of a pleasant life in America. No, I don't know. No, he was an anti-Nazi, I'm sure. He made that Donald Duck cartoon.
Yeah, guilty. I mean, sorry, innocent. The other one.
Yeah, he's frozen, whatever. Don't look for him.
But
I love lies about Walt Disney, like he froze himself. No, he didn't. He's dead.
He did.
You just die. You know that, yeah.
But yeah, you can...
Would you freeze yourself?
If I was a Nazi, yes. If I worked out in my final years, my twilight years...
Your final solution would
I would
be
like,
yourself.
Oh my God, turns out I'm a Nazi. I better freeze myself for when they can work
out
a cure.
Well, you're making a big comeback now.
A cure to be a Nazi.
But also, there's a comeback now. Like if you froze yourself in 45, like end of the original Nazis, they're back, baby.
Everyone's like, yeah. Well, Disney's back, everybody.
He's back and he's animating more than ever.
But yeah, in Kingdom Hearts 3, you can you have like all these ridiculous upgrades that come up as you're bashing through different enemies.
Just answer me this: can you be Johnny Depp?
Not I've seen so far, but I think you can. In
Hell
game.
Yes! Much like the real Johnny Depp, a line's fed to his character's lines.
Well,
fed to
you don't play as Johnny Depp. You play alongside Johnny Depp.
Well, in a way, we all have for the last 10 years.
But you can a new feature of Kingdom Hearts 3 is that you can unleash like a Disney attraction on someone. So like you'll
that's so fucked.
Yeah,
like Splash Mountain
it'll be
on
like
someone.
You'll be like hit triangle right now, and then suddenly you're in a teacup ride and you're just bashing into enemies.
That's so stupid.
It's
that's
so
up our alley.
Yeah, one of them like the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad or whatever. You
yeah,
see this enormous roller coaster and you're just shooting at this big boss.
And you and I got to go to a Disney park together.
Yeah, I can't wait. We'll just
wives, kids, stay at home.
Yeah,
this is two boys.
We're going to record. Hey, fam.
We'll go with them one
in
day
in 5 minute increments
every
on Splash
line.
Mountain.
Yeah.
Oh, in the line. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we'll do the line. So we'll go one day with the families. That's fine.
Yeah.
But then one day you and I just go, and I reckon that'll be the hardcore day. Up at 7, there till midnight. You know what I mean? Just maxing it out.
Can't wait.
It's endurance. Those theme parks.
Yeah.
Hey, people that rock up to a theme park at 11, it's like no. You've missed out on 2 hours.
Exactly.
You
got to get there when
estate.
That like half an hour before gates.
Oh,
open,
you
got to
wait at
least.
Gates. Yeah. At Evangelion World at Fuji Q, I got there half an hour early and just stood out
man.
The front.
You're smart.
200 people were there already.
Yeah, geniuses.
Yeah, I was like, this is what it's like to be on Reddit. So many geniuses around me.
Kingdom Hearts 3 was like the main game that I wanted to play. And
got that. That's cool.
And it's coming out pretty soon. There are other games there that...
When's it out?
End of January?
Year?
End
oh,
of January?
Okay. Yeah,
maybe
cool.
Mid-February? Something like that. But yeah, I was actually really happy with it. I was worried that the combat would be weird. And it is. But it's good weird.
I was worrying I wouldn't be able to Splash Mountain on somebody.
Yeah.
And guess what, folks?
Sploosh.
That sounds really sexual, like water sporty.
Yeah, yeah.
I Splash Mountained him.
PAX is weird. I got you. I got you
so
some
much.
Kojima gear.
Yeah,
there was just some random store just selling like
yeah,
Death Stranding t-shirts.
It seems official too, or official enough for me.
And then like toys with like the logos and of like
Bethesda
YouTube streamers
and
on them and stuff. Yeah, it was weird.
Why did you get me a PewDiePie Funko? Now this is what I'm loving.
I got you a Ludens toy. What's a Ludens?
So that's just the logo for Kojima.
Oh right.
You know it's real because it says made in China.
And it was also $25 for a tiny little thing.
Well, the normal sized ones were like 180, right?
Yeah, that's right.
It's fucking bonkers.
They're pretty detailed though.
Yeah.
They could have gotten you a man-sized Luden. I would have to break the bank for that one.
Yeah, we'd have had to really get some Patreon listeners for that.
Hey, speaking of Patreon, Angus, should we do the...
plug?
The Patreon...
pledge?
Yeah, the Patreon pledge. No, the quiz before we get into some Red Dead talk.
Yeah.
Because every week on PayFam, which is our Patreon only Facebook group, we do a questionnaire, and Angus did it this week, but he didn't sticky it.
I just want people to actually use that search function that the geniuses at Facebook have made. No, I should have stickied it.
But yeah, if you head to patreon.com/heyfam, not only do you get access to bonus episodes that we record each month, including my favorite one yet, a episode of our radio show, Hey FM, where we go through, what do we go through again? Our favorite first songs on albums. And since then, Angus and I have like come up with like, I don't know, like enough kind of like suggestions to have to do that episode theme like three more times.
Yeah.
So there's so many good first tracks in this world. And so many...
Closing tracks will be an interesting one too.
Yeah, I found your questionnaire. Do you want me to go through it?
I should read it out, shouldn't I, as I came up with it?
Yeah, you should.
Yeah,
you got
it? Okay, I've got it.
If you want to answer this before we do, head to...
Because now you and I don't answer.
Patreon.com/HeyFam. And then, of course, we answer these questions every week at the start of HeyFam.
What did I call it?
Cool, some questions. What were you Googling just then?
I'm in the search function on the page.
Look up Suspiria.
Oh, yeah,
that's
dude.
Like, that's like the first question. Or the second question.
Can I just say shout out to the sports bar's music selection this week?
Alanis album cuts in the background.
First question, what does PAX really stand for?
Pathetic Angus
ex-girlfriend. I know a few of those. actually, I can't beat that. That's my answer to it.
My favorite answer. I'm going to try and find my favorite answer.
Yeah.
My favorite answer to that question is Denim's. He just wrote fart.
I mean, that's cool. I'm down with that.
Super good.
So I also like Jake's. It said Cycloak and X-Man.
Professional ass xenomorphs from Jack. It's a good one.
Perianal examinations. That's fun.
Jordan's very on-brand Papa Zanny. It's good stuff. What's your next one, buddy? Did you lose it again? Angus is just like gone rogue.
Yeah, no, I was working out. Halloween Suspiria, real good time for spooky remakes. Which horror movie should we remake? No, sorry, and what modern spin would you put on it?
I.e. Scream, but it's Fortnite references.
Yeah, he does the Scream dance. Like, he does the Fortnite dance when he kills somebody.
In space, no one can hear you floss. No one can watch you floss?
Yeah.
Is that what the Fortnite movie is
in
called?
In space, no one can hear you stream, and it's PewDiePie. On Twitch, swearing.
Yes, that's amazing.
Yeah, okay,
so
it's
Alien, a remake of Alien with just Twitch and YouTube
streamers. Yeah, and it's in space. No one can hear you stream.
PewDiePie is Ripley.
PewDiePie is a xenomorph or something.
Okay, right.
Yeah, he's a N-word saying xenomorph.
Finally.
Yeah. That's a good one, isn't it? That was good.
True or false, Angus thought the abbreviated RDR2 from Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, yeah.
It's just people misspelling R2-D2.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Definitely true. I'm like, why the fuck is R2-D2 trending? And then I saw like Sony do a post about it. I'm like, is there a new Star Wars game coming out? Like, Star Wars owns the combination of the two R's, a D and a 2. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
It's risky, but whatever.
Overwatch Lego was just announced. Which franchise should be Lego-wise next?
I've always said this, and I swear I've said it to you before. Tintin would be perfect. Rocket. Any of the covers.
Such recognizable characters.
You could recreate as like a great set. You know what I mean? Like, there's always a vehicle. There's always like some kind of... Well, the Rocket's obviously a no-brainer, but if you could do Secret of the Unicorn stuff.
Hell
like,
yeah, I'm down. Yeah. That sounds perfect.
Planes, like everything. It's basically like the Indiana Jones set.
I would love Kingdom Hearts.
Or Evangelion.
Evangelion would be dope. I mean, actually, it ties into why I want Kingdom Hearts. I want big, ridiculous anime hair, like Lego molds.
I would love to get like the tiny minifigs of Shinji and pop them in like the giant Avas entry plugs and stuff.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
That'd be so good. It's so complicated and like, that would never happen, but...
Yeah.
I also said the same about Big Bang Theory Lego. Oh no, I want Young Sheldon Lego.
Yeah, we got Big Bang. Give us a Little Bang.
We want Little Bang. British cuisine. Yeah, this is a riff on last week. Is it the worst the world has to offer? Yeah, absolutely.
So you're still standing by that British cuisine.
I think a lot of people stood by me too.
Yeah, I know. I was definitely in the minority of like, why are you defending this, Levins? You don't have to be contrarian to every dumb thing.
Yeah, I just read one that just said fucking gross.
Fucking gross.
So, yeah, the people have spoken. Trick or treat, you've been invited to a Halloween party. Your costume
encapsulates
2018.
Bradley said a great Lego idea. RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of fan sets that do it. It's really good.
Someone said, Dan said, who is America? For Lego. Anyway,
she said what? Who's what?
Like, make who is America Lego?
Oh, my God. That would be really good. Yeah. Okay, you got to go to a Halloween party. What's your 2018 costume?
I mean, you're about to do this costume.
Yeah.
Broken up Ariana Grande and...
Pete Davidson. But that's because I wear, fuckboy clothes
and
have blonde
hair. You already are Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
But that is pretty good one.
I'll do that for a work Christmas party.
We have to start picking big things that happen in 2018.
Yeah. theme of our live show.
We are going to be putting up tickets to our live show. I guess this time next week they'll be up.
Hell yeah, dude.
Which is on the 15th of December.
That's
crazy. At Cake Wines in Sydney.
We've got some guests that we are yet to finalize, but we will be there, and that's all that matters right now. And we'll have it's been confirmed a table, I think. Is there a table?
Yes, there is.
Good. Yeah. Our demands.
A VIP table.
A VIP table.
Oh, wait, a table for you? Oh, yeah.
No, for us.
Oh, sorry, I've got
to. I want us
that.
To sit like this.
I don't
like the naked. Like I told you, the stool.
Yeah.
It's like NTV unplugged. Like I need a guitar in my hand.
Yeah.
But if you're sitting there with a microphone and kind of sitting on a stool awkwardly while someone else is riffing, it's not fun.
Okay.
And then if you have a water or a drink or a prop, you've got nowhere to lean it, and you like spend a lot of time bending down, picking up. I think it just destroys the flow of the show.
Live, December 15th at Cake Wines. Free entry if you bring a table.
They're a year in review, 2018. It's a yearly review.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 2018, a year in review.
We're coming out with all these dumb ideas what we should do. And then we thought, what is the cheapest? And what's the one that's going to make it less... I don't know.
What if we do a Hey Fam Live episode that isn't the dumbest, most complex idea behind it?
We heard you guys and we kind of listened. The other one, when did The Simpsons get shit?
End of season 8.
Yeah, it's the last season that I care about. Is that like after the Skinner, before the Skinner?
Season 9 is the Skinner is revealed to not be Skinner episode. But I just think in general that season's just not as good as the ones before it.
Have you ever broken a bone and how? I think you have, haven't you?
I haven't broken shit.
A couple of soft boys.
Holy moly.
Just soft boys.
Just a couple of boys who just avoid sport at all times.
Also just like use my brain. Like I get someone else to do my dirty work. This is dumb. We've announced a live show. Will you come? I guess I'll be there. I'm going to be friendly too at this one.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. Maybe I should be unfriendly.
That'd really get him. I'm thinking of sending your son to be you and someone else to be me, and we don't even go. Just proxies.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
And then we stream.
Well, you and I go to Disneyland.
And there's a stream of us at Disneyland.
That'd be really good.
While everyone else is watching the inferior.
Just people
us.
Checking in on us.
Yep. Last question, Angus. What is it?
So it's a little out of date now, but think all the way back to last week. This week it's been revealed that both Chinese and Russian phone hackers were listening to President Trump's personal phone calls on his non-secure, non-White House approved cell phones. According to intelligence agencies, both parties have been learning what annoys the president and are using this intel to manipulate trade deals, influence elections, and cause political interference with the United States. How do you feel about magic?
I love it.
I love magic still. No, I don't. I don't like it. It's lying.
It's lying, of course. It's truly revealed. Join our Patreon, patreon.com/heyfam, for incredible, stupid threads like that. It's a fun group.
It's fun, right?
It's got a lot of good people posting good shit. Me and Angus are posting like a thread a day in there. Baby, it's a good time. And
we
plus,
are good. We're so active on it, and it's better for our mental health than the chat.
Yep, that's
so
right.
So glad you guys have peeled off and got your own chats, but so good having phone battery, and I hate seeing the... how many like notifications you have within an app that you haven't checked, and that just gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/HeyFam to join our group and also get access to a whole bunch of bonus material. And if you join at the $10 level, that gets you free entry to our live episode. So if you join, I guess, by the end of November, you'll get free entry.
Guest list.
There'll be guest list, and then
there'll be best list, and you guys are on the best
considering list. Considering tickets to the live show are going to be $20.
That's pretty good.
You can either spend $20 by being a Patreon supporter in November and December and getting free ticket and getting all the other cool shit, or you could just buy a ticket, and that's it.
Look, I mean, we can't officially legally give you financial advice, but it's a no-brainer.
I'm qualified.
Is qualified. Yeah, he got it. I didn't. I failed the bar. I'm pretty sure that's what they call it.
Yep. Angus, it's been 20 whole minutes since
it's
I said anything
one
remotely
week since we did a
Western.
Quiz. Yeah, I know. Yeehaw. Everyone's going, what?
Are you yeehaw or yeehaw? Yeah.
I'm whore, yeah. I'm whore, yeah.
That's what they actually say at the end of the Entourage theme.
Whore, yeah. It's good, isn't it? I'm loving it. So a little game came out, big game actually. It came out
Thanks
on Friday
clarifying.
And no one could play it until the next day once they'd installed everything.
Unless they were at PAX and then they only just got to start it yesterday.
Yeah. We don't have to give it too much.
Have you played Red Dead Redemption, the first one?
Yeah, so I
PS3.
Yeah, I lived with a friend of the show, Lloyd, for a while. And it was his copy and his PlayStation 3. I didn't own either at the time. And I moved out, and so I had to stop playing. And then I bought a PlayStation eventually, never finished it. However, I did watch a 20-minute plot recap. So plot, I'm fine.
Yep.
Glad I did, because it does tie in heaps to this game.
The ending of Red Dead Redemption is probably my favorite video game ending. Amazing. Yeah, yeah. Because it's like a fake out, and then a real ending much
Would you
later.
Like a game set in that era, or then it just stops being cowboys? When that ending set.
Yeah, I mean, I
which is like a 10-year-old ending, so it's like, what, the 1920s or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like that era. It was fun. Red Dead Redemption ends as like cars start being used.
Yeah, electricity, communications.
Like so whereas
it's more like gangster almost, yeah, like around that era.
Red Dead Redemption 2 goes back further.
It's pre-electricity in a lot of areas. Communications are like not good, you know, it's all,
but like, yeah, like gangs of
industries
outlaws.
Don't run the country yet, it's still run by outlaws. It's the end of outlaws,
yeah. And yeah, so we follow the lives of one of the last gangs
Dutch
in America,
Ben.
The Dutch gang, which is actually a gang that exists in
Red Dead 2
in the first Red Dead.
It is confusing, yeah. They call this Red Dead Redemption 2,
yeah, totally.
It should have been, because I liked the other one was Red Dead Revolver.
Red Dead Redemption Odyssey,
yeah, that'd be nice,
yeah. Red Dead Redemption Origins.
Yeah, Arkham Redemption.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, that's nice.
But yeah, I was
Phantom Redemption.
That's incredible.
I thank you.
So the first Red Dead is not Red Dead Revolver. Yeah. No one talks about that one.
Which Rockstar didn't make. They actually swooped in at the last minute and saved. It was a company they'd purchased, I think.
Right.
And they published it. You know how they?
Yeah, sure, yeah,
yeah. It was one of those. But they built Red Dead from the ground up and gave it. Yeah. I mean, besides GTA, it's kind of like their only big franchise.
I actually spoke at length about the Warriors game in the panel.
Oh yeah, was that them
PAX
as well?
Yeah, yeah, that's a great, it's a really great game. And Bully, of course, is a really good
yeah,
one too.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Apparently a sequel to Bully is coming.
That's
as well.
Cool.
Yeah, but so Red Dead 2 has been like one of the most anticipated games of the last few years.
Yeah,
I played like maybe 10 hours of GTA 5.
Yeah.
And then it hit a point where I was like, I don't care.
Yeah, I didn't like the characters, whatever, but I had so much fun with that game just for the like...
open world.
Just for the like... Yeah, it was like a terrorist simulator. You know what I mean? You could do anything you wanted and you could just be a prick. And it was just like, it was true sandbox. Like
sure.
Everything was interactive, basically. It was kind of like crass. They always are. It's shitty humor.
Yeah.
But it's
find the humor a little bit too shitty sometimes.
Yeah, it's shitty.
Yeah.
Like if we were 16, we'd love it. But
it's like Facebook jokes.
I don't like the characters and it's very obvious. Everything's a sexual innuendo.
Yeah.
There's that great, like, remember there's like a scooter that's literally called like the Fagatoni or something?
Yeah, it's called...
the Fagnoli?
Faggio.
And it's just like, it's not that funny. Fagatoli. Faggot mover. Something like that. And we're just like, this isn't for us. Well, no, it's not for us, but it's like...
It harkens back to a time where it's like, you know, the rest of the world knows you can't make those kind of jokes anymore.
Yeah.
So why are you literally calling a car after it still?
So weird. But it's just also like, I don't think those characters are interesting. It's very much like, if you have a Scarface poster in your room, that's who the game's for. You
totally.
Know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, yeah, I'm making money and doing crimes. But this is like, I don't know, the pace is like... If you're coming straight from GTA to this, I think you're going to have a big shock.
So I wasn't looking forward to this because of GTA, specifically what a massive success GTA Online has been.
Yeah.
And I like, you know, I'd barely put any time into that. I could just told straight away, this is not for me, but you know, I'm not really an online gamer guy, but they've made so much money from that. So
I billions off that.
I was actually really surprised that they didn't launch this with Red Dead Online. Yeah.
Well, this month, November.
I was not expecting for them to be as bold as they've been in presenting a very slow, methodical Western video game.
I couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
Seriously, I am here for the pace. And a lot of people are like, it's too hard. The menu, it's so complicated. Not just the story, but the controls. I'll get into that later. But the pace, it just reminded me of a true world where people are actually doing tasks in the background and performing duties. Like, I know it's not real, but it just felt so cinematic. Love the opening in the mountain. I thought it was great. I was so here for it.
The first chapter is kind of like, it doubles as a tutorial, but instead of where normally games will like in 20 minutes, we'll kind of have someone be like, okay, today we're going to go do this.
It's over like two to three hours.
Yeah. But yeah, normally it's like, you know, you get given like things the tutorial will be like, you know, every 30 seconds it will give you a new mechanic that explains how to do stuff in the game. This feeds you maybe like 4 different mechanics over the course of a 10 to half an hour long mission. Yeah. And then you go back to your camp and then you go out on another one. You learn a bit more about how to play the game. Yeah. And,
you end up hanging out with your gang and each member kind of basically teaches you like a tool you need to know to play the game.
And yes, it's slow. I don't think it's tedious. It's just slow.
No, I don't find it tedious.
It's purposely slow. Like
I think it's fine that people do, and I get why it could be construed that way, but I'm finding it just so engrossing and so involving, and I'm loving this for that. I'm like so glad that the pace isn't breakneck and I'm allowed to do what I want and go anywhere. And
definitely.
It feels like pure freedom, and
definitely isn't.
No. But, you know, we live in a world now where the video games are all about like HUDs and all about like tagging things and...
Totally, yeah, yeah.
The world open world is... You know, it was that great Kotaku piece this week which said like, you know, the Ubisoft games are great, but they have kind of created a trend of almost creating an OS for these games where you tag people, you climb a tower, you open up something, and it's quite methodical and it's fine. They're great. That's a cool thing to do.
I think Spidey is a great example of a game.
Spidey's a great example of that.
Does it all so simply. It's so easy to pick up. And
Far Cry 5, I thought, was a good example of that.
But with Spidey, like, it makes sense for you to be able to do all the things that come with the modern game because he has tech in his eyes. You know what I mean? In his mask. Yeah. So it makes sense that he's able to tag different enemies and see through walls and all those things that, like, whereas like an Assassin's Creed game, like, why can you have all these crazy superpowers? Just because the game, you know, wants to make it easy for you to play.
Of course.
And it's fine that those things happen. But for me, like, that opening tutorial was just made me so much more immersed in the game. Because it was so story-based, it really was like watching an opening of a movie. And they even have a cinematic mode. Like, a lot of the game has you ride your horse, like, for great distances at a time. And you can either, like, you know, ride the horse slowly as you would move it, you know, drive a vehicle, or you can hold down the center button on your PS4 and then that toggles on cinematic mode. And then you just hold down X and your horse follows the path as you can change
the ratio changes to...
Man, I've got a real good TV and I wonder if people complaining about, like, the cinematic mode not being good, maybe they don't. I don't know.
Yeah, like, maybe. I like the cinematic mode. It's great.
And you have a pretty crap TV, so...
It's not crap.
It's like borderline.
It's like nine years old.
There's like a green line around it.
What?
Like it fuzzes a bit. And
it doesn't.
Called me the N-word once.
No, it doesn't. It does that. but it doesn't do any of the other shit. It's fine.
Okay.
Maybe my old TV. I don't know. No, it's fine. Okay. It's fine.
All right.
There's no green line. It used to fuck up, but that was an HDMI connection.
Oh, right. Maybe that's
I know the line you're talking about.
I'm glad we clarified it. I'm sorry for bringing it up, but I'm glad we got to where
we are. That's why I called you
now.
The N-word.
The HDMI cable called me the N-word, not the TV.
I'm having a ball. Like, it's not realistic, but it's very realistic for a video game in terms of...
I think the backgrounds definitely are. I think the people are some of the worst looking people I've seen in a video
game. Oh, no.
I
mean, like, playing... Like, I mean, controls-wise, you know, we're so used to these featherweight... acrobatic characters now, which is fine.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's cool, because video games are escapism, and I get it, and, like... You know, these 3D open world games are literally a successor to 2D platformers or whatever from like 8 and 16-bit era. But I do love the change of pace, and I can see why it is off-putting, but I'm really enjoying the fact you're this, like, you walk like a 40-year-old cowboy. Like, it feels like you are. You're quite slow.
You're like walking through the snow. Like,
especially coming off Spider-Man. Like, yeah, it feels like you're a human being.
And I know
shaving is fine. Like, I don't care. Like, you know, the other thing is, one person was complaining to me. They were like, oh, there's too many things. Like, you can do poker, you can do all that. I'm like, you don't have to do that. You know what I mean?
No, if you don't play poker once every 24 hours, your poker skills go down and you die.
See what I mean? It's not like that. Yeah. Like, those options are just there. Like, you don't need to do that. It's just world building.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There are cores. Like, when they introduced it at the start of the game, I was like, oh, no. Like, you've got to eat to keep your energy up. And you have to, like... work with your stamina and like there's like three cores,
but it's like Zelda basically.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
Like Breath of the Wild.
But so I remember back to when San Andreas came out.
Yeah,
you had to like eat and go to the gym, and your character got fat if you ate too much and didn't work out.
Well, that's kind of like this, but it doesn't affect the game.
Yeah, right. Sure. I mean,
like you can get overweight in this.
Oh, really?
And underweight. Yeah, you can check your weight.
Just by eating too much salted offal.
Yeah, and it fucks up your stamina. So like your stamina won't be at its full pace if you're fat, but if you're your core, like you've got to stay in the middle, so the core and stamina are in relation to one another.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I... So they're the opening, like, chapter, like, 2 to 3 hours, and then it isn't until you finish that chapter and you move... It stops being winter, the sun comes out, you move somewhere different, and that's when the world opens up and you are presented with, like, you know, multiple missions that you can go do. You can travel into town, you can talk to all these different characters. But it's very much about the gang as well that you roll with, which I think is a really, really great idea.
I love that. It's like a... I know this sounds so lame, but it's like you have family.
Yes.
And it's a band of... And I'm not used to that in a game, kind of, where they actually feel like real people to a degree. They're not just NPCs.
You got a favorite character yet? I fucking love Dutch.
I don't like Dutch.
I
think he's a bit of a dick.
That's why I like him.
Yeah.
Also, my character's a lot of a dick.
I like... I like Lenny. Have you gone out drinking with Lenny
Lenny's
yet?
Great. Yeah. Dutch is probably my favorite voice acting. Maybe that's why I like
him
so
Dutch
much.
Dutch would be played by Daniel Day-Lewis if this was a
Jeff
movie.
Bridges.
I think, character-wise, I can see Daniel Day-Lewis getting
sure.
into it.
He sounds like Jeff Bridges in parts.
He's like Bill the Butcher almost, like this enigmatic. You know what I mean? Like, he knows he's bad, but he tries to spin it as being a hero in this, like, end of an era type of thing. Gangs of New York would be a sick era for a game. Like, don't call it that, but that era of, like, early... Like, that would be a sick...
Gangs of New York Odyssey.
Gangs of San Andreas.
But yeah, once you open up, like, I was like, because I was really enjoying it being quite, not hand-holdy, but like, you are limited in what you can do at first. And I was like, oh, I actually like
then
this.
Then it opens up at a particular
point. Like, I was like, oh God, there's so much to do.
So I'm having fun. I just ride around.
Totally.
Talk to
people. This is me complaining. And then I went and I did a mission and then I accidentally, the same button that
I think, you know, L2, I know what you're gonna
say. That you use to talk to people. If you already have a gun out, it aims at the gun at them. And so I went to go help someone and then I just pointed a gun at their
I've
head.
I've done that. You know why? Coming off Spider-Man, where swinging is R2.
Yeah, totally.
So when I go to run, or I was running, I assumed hitting R2 would be my running, but I'm just shooting people in point blank in the street and then getting my wanted. But I just reloaded the game. I was like, that was my mistake.
Okay, so all right, here's one. It's not really like a qualm, but like, It has lots of opportunities for you to do the right or the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And if you do the wrong thing, if you kill someone, if you let someone die,
rob people in front of others,
you lose honor. Yeah. I haven't seen any repercussions of that yet, but I think it's going to be only going to affect...
I've had some later. Like, I helped a guy who had a snake bite while I was riding around in between missions, or just riding around. And I could have killed him.
You held a gun at the snake?
No, I gave him medicine.
Okay, yeah.
I also heard a guy I work with sucked out the poison. Like, there's different... And then I was like, oh, whatever. Then, like, the next day I was riding around and he was like, oh, hey, it's me. This is the guy I was telling you about. He saved my life. And I'm like, hey, it wasn't even animatic. It was just dialogue.
Right.
And I happened to be walking past him. And he's like, I haven't got any money, but you... Look, I've got a tab at the gun shop. Go in and pick any gun you want. It's on me.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I was like, oh, sick. And I went in and all the guns were zero. Right, and I just picked anything. I was like, that's sick. Like, it actually did have a repercussion.
Okay, because for me, it's like... And I heard Greg Miller talking about this on Kind of Funny Gamescast this week as well. Like, it doesn't matter what you choose to do in the game, because the story missions still have you just killing bog dudes and, like... You're constantly like showing remorse for your past actions. So what's the point? Why wouldn't you just always be an
shooting
outlaw?
Shooting people, yeah.
Yeah, and it's interesting playing this off the back of... I just finished Undertale on Sunday.
Which is all about morals.
And like, if you choose to spare monsters in that one, you can either kill them or spare them.
Game.
It's exactly like that. And the story is completely different. Characters show up that don't... there's like different ways you can play it. If you kill everybody, different characters come into the game than they would if you were being a pacifist and trying to let everybody go. So to have the option of being good or bad, but there not being like no kind of like long lasting repercussions that I know of so far, it just seems like I hate that choice.
Yeah,
I would just like earlier on, someone recognized me and then I chased him and then he fell off a cliff and was like holding on to the ledge with his hands.
Oh, and he gives you a pen if you rescue him.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
Because I waited too long to decide and then he just fell.
Well, I got a pen and I sold it to heaps.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I am helping some people out, but if they are pricks to me, I'll like... the only people I've been killing are rival gangs. But if someone catches me doing that and they're a witness, I'll kill them.
Okay, right. So I'll...
But I pull up my mask when I do any killing.
Yeah, me too. I'm just mask on 24/7.
Okay, future. No, I'm future. I'm mask off.
But yeah, I put my mask on because I was on my horse and I accidentally bumped into a cart.
Dude, this is the worst shit. When you're walking in somewhere and you accidentally bump somebody because you're running.
And then they just pulled a gun and started shooting at me.
Get the fuck out of town. And you're like, this is where it gets so shit. Yeah.
So I shot them and then there was like, it was like, witness, witness. And I was like, okay, I better kill these guys
too. That's when it reminds me it's a video game and I lose the illusion. You know what I mean?
And then I looted their bodies because why wouldn't I loot their bodies?
I wouldn't. And then
I lost even more honor. So I'm very dishonorable.
I have a $300 bounty in one town.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, and 16 another. But I've paid off a bunch of bounties.
Oh, so if you pay it off at the
you go to any post office, you can pay off your bounty in any town. It doesn't have to be that town.
Oh, interesting.
So you can go back in. But in one section, I think it's a plot point, I'm wanted dead or alive and I can't get in.
Oh, crazy.
But
that's
I had
awesome.
To do a mission where I like broke somebody out of a prison who's in our gang and I had to like connect a like hook to it on this like steam powered automatic thing and like pulled him out. And then the guy's like, let's get out of here. And it was like me versus the town.
Oh, that's so much fun. Yeah, there are so many great moments that I just associate with Rockstar Games. Like I remember in San Andreas.
They're all set pieces, aren't they?
When you when you learn how to fly and then you can skydive. Yeah. If you skydive into Area 51 and your wanted
that's
rating
right.
went all the way up to 6 stars and you were just fucked.
Well, a guy I played work with just told me he went into a cabin last night in an area of the game in Red Dead. It was full of skeletons, like full skeletons. And he was walking around and like there was a piece of paper on the ground and it said like, on the third full moon of every month or of every third day, this thing happens. And, you know, it looked like a ceremonial thing.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing lit up green and he looked up and there was like a UFO above him and it like took off in
what?
Red Dead. Yeah. Like he's like, oh, this is what happened last night. I knew exactly where he was talking about too.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. He happened to go there at the right time. And he's like, he heard this whirring sound and literally just used like first person mode and looked up and this like fucking UFO is above this like destroyed cabin and like took off.
That's so weird.
Yeah. How weird's that? Apparently Yetis are in it, like the abominable snowman you can find.
That's unreal.
I've seen a bit with the KKK. Have you seen that?
No.
You just go around and like blast the fuck out of...
Should we put spoiler tags in this bit?
No. It's fine. It's like been out for a day. No, also, I can't confirm any of this stuff.
It's hearsay. And we're also not talking about story, so it's fine. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like 20% through story mode.
Yeah, I don't have any percentage, but I've only put like 6 hours into it so far. I've been doing the open world stuff for like 2 hours.
I've been doing a lot of like the side missions. Like I've been finding all the cowboys that dude gave me the photos for.
And like, yeah, going
has
hunting.
Has he given you those photos? He's like, I'm writing a book about cowboys.
No, not yet. I went hunting and I got the first hunting rank or whatever.
Oh, the legendary bear?
Yeah, no, from killing a bunch of deers.
Oh, yeah.
Skinning him. It is really, really fun.
It does take a while to get into it, but also, like, I was so appreciative of the way it handled tutorials. It wasn't like, go here, and then, like, fade to black quickly, and it shows you how to do something.
Totally, yeah.
It was just, like, it was very well written into the game. Like, the script's
unbelievable. Story first and foremost, yeah.
Everything is serving the story.
And it feels like watching an old Western. Like,
it does.
It's very slow, and it's never, like, big epic violence. It's, like, sudden.
Yeah.
Violence, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
Sudden and short.
Parts are just downright beautiful, too.
Brutal. Yeah, man.
The score's great when you're riding around and, like, the score kicks
yeah,
in.
Yeah, it's excellent. Like, thank God it is, too, because there's a lot of slow riding around.
Yeah.
Do you just immediately hit on cinematic mode? And,
no, I kind of look around for smoke, because when you see smoke, that's usually, like, a side mission or someone can... Not a side mission, it'll activate something. Someone... Like, the other day, some guy was like, oh, do you have any... It was, like, a plant. He's like, we're just trying to nail this, moonshine, and then I donated a plant, and then he's like, try this, try that, and he's like, cool, take our loot.
Yeah,
so
right.
I just always look for smoke in the horizon anywhere, because it's always someone camping or hanging out and you can chat with them, and it will either be gangs that you can shoot and rob or someone who like sends you on a weird side quest.
So you were saying that you've been playing this like non-stop.
Well, I'll get home from work, have dinner and shit, and generally start around like 9:30, and accidentally from Monday onwards I've been playing to about 3 a.m. And then get up 7 and play 1 hour before I go
amazing.
From. It's so stupid.
So you haven't done this since Metal Gear, I guess.
Maybe Zelda.
Zelda? Yeah,
Zelda. But that was portable as well, so I could go to bed and play it.
Yeah.
Where this is like real antisocial hours.
Yeah, so I would have played way more time if this was a portable game, obviously. But like, it's totally a game that you should play on your television.
This game?
Red Dead, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be a hard one for me to try and smash out, because it is just... like
it is hard.
The story... alone is apparently 60 hours or something
like
that.
I've discovered a bit now, which again maybe a spoiler, I don't care. It's like Louisiana, it's like bayou and like swampy, and there's gators
right.
and stuff.
Yeah, sweet.
I just opened
I heard
up the map
alligators,
a bit, and
yeah.
it's just like my horse started getting scared, and I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And then I saw a red blip but couldn't see, like, an enemy on the HUD, but it was, like, a gator. And I was like, oh, shit. I love having my one horse, too. I know you're supposed to get multiple ones, but I've got a real relationship with my one at the moment.
What'd you name it?
Rio. It's a good name. It's what I want
to... I haven't been given a chance to name mine yet.
Oh, you end up buying one. You end up getting rid of that one. Oh, and they teach you how to buy horses and use the stable system.
Right.
But I just went with the cheapest one, because you can kind of max out any relationship. They were selling some for, like, 150. One for 15.
I'm
going to
get a deluxe one.
Huh?
I'm going to get a deluxe one.
Do it. Fine. See if I can. Me and Rio are happy. He's a little smaller than most horses, but he's got to where it counts. I've had a great train sequence, which you haven't come across. Like, there's a few train robberies.
Yeah, I love that that's a part of it. It's fun, too. It's always fun jumping from carriage to carriage.
Yeah, it just reminds me of Tintin and Mission Impossible and shit.
Except with way more death.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it a lot more than I thought I was going to. Okay, because like, I feel like it's in part tall poppy syndrome, but also like the way I feel towards Rockstar as like, you know, from a creative point of view and the shit they lean into.
Hey,
with
coolest game dev company name, right?
And then also all of the stories coming out about, you know, Crunch and the way they treat their staff.
Crunch
enough,
culture.
A guy I went to school with is like one of their like programmers.
Oh, wow.
Shouts to Conrad. He went to my high
school. Oh, yeah. Does he work for them?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
His last name is Remicus.
Don't say it. Oh, no, you can say it.
His last name is Red Dead.
Red Dead. Redemption. Yeah.
He just pops up on Facebook every now and then to gloat about how good his game is selling.
Oh, cool.
Well done, Conrad. It's all you. But you can tell how much like incredible love and care went into this game. Obviously, I knew it was going to be so.
There's some bonkers shit. Like, there's 180 species of animal, and like predators will attack prey.
I was expecting all that, but I was not expecting the main game to be so slow and like methodical. Maybe it gets faster later.
You like it? Or
I
no?
really like yeah. it. It's really, it's weirdly calming. Which is
I found myself delaying going to yellow spots on the map.
You just want to explore stuff.
Yeah, that's I'm like having like hunting. A real. I'm having that Breath of the Wild situation where I've kind of got a side mission which is showing me I can go to like all four corners of the map, and I'm really taking advantage of that.
Mm. Yeah, sick.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I, you know, it's been getting great scores, but it's not without its criticisms. Like, I do think the honor system is a bit weird in the sense that I'm not sure if the consequences, etc., are as important as you think they are. But also some fiddly control moments where I've been stuck a few times and, you know, I bump into somebody and then I'm a wanted criminal. Those things just immediately suck me out of the incredible job they've made world building.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll change with patching.
Yeah, totally. I've noticed a few like funny bugs, but like they're kind of amusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got stuck between two trees and I had to like literally, like I couldn't go forward or get off my horse.
I just quit.
Because we're so used to a game like where Zelda where like, you know, it creates like an invisible shield around a tree so you can never run into it.
Totally,
but
yeah.
I've come from this now and I'm like scared to ride on the main road in case there's a carriage around a corner. And I flip it and like kill. Have you done that?
No.
Yeah, I've had head-ons with other horses because I'll turn a corner and I'm riding on the path as you should. And because it prides itself on its realism, I'll hit that horse, kill that person, kill my horse, and then be wanted.
Fuck.
And I'm like, well, that's not fine. Like, so I just ride to the side of it now because I'm like literally scared of becoming a criminal. It's a little too easy to be a criminal. It's my only criticism.
Yeah, I'm. It's definitely a game that I'm gonna like chip away at instead of like. I don't think I'm not. Whereas Spider-Man,
look, I'm just Spidey doing a tribute so to Rockstar. So. I'm crunching. I'm just going. These guys gave up their lives and became, you know, malnourished and terrible people.
Yeah.
I too will do that. I stand with the Rockstar employees, and I am crunching this
Rockstand.
Game. Yeah, Rockstand.
Well, I look forward to hearing our thoughts on it in the future.
Yeah, I mean. I think it's way too early for either of us to weigh in on the game as like, you know, a definitive, this is what I think of the game. Like,
yeah,
I'm still
definitely.
So early. Like,
yeah,
I've only just changed camps and from your initial camp.
Well, you're at chapter 3 now, yeah?
Yeah, I think there's 6 chapters.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah. I've found dinosaur bones in the game. It's crazy.
Weird as fuck.
And he's like sketching them and I like can do stuff with these sketches of dinosaur bones.
Cool.
It's so weird.
Like fuck them.
Fuck the bones, yeah.
The sketches of the bones.
I wear the sketch as I fuck the bones, so it's like
so
boning.
I mentioned Undertale earlier.
Yeah.
The game that both of us recently played for the first time.
We'll team late to it because
we're
not
came
part
to Switch,
of the PC Master Race.
But like, yeah, we didn't play it on PC, we didn't play it on PS4. But Yeah, came to Switch recently. It's a game.
And it was like the full version, you know, the Bells and Whistles edition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that, yeah. But it's made, composed, directed, etc. by one dude, Toby Fox.
Yeah. Whoever he is.
Yeah. He's an American developer. I know that. And he used to make like Earthbound.
Patches for ROMs and shit. Yeah. Like, yeah.
And then like he used to do a whole bunch of stuff in MS Paint, and you can tell that influence on the character.
Yeah, the art's beautiful.
But like, also, you've seen all the merch and stuff. Yeah, yeah, totally. And there's a really great iconography in it as well. Like, it's a really clever RPG game where
the mashes shmup for the battle system.
Yeah, totally.
Where you're like literally a heart that's a ship essentially, and you're in a tiny box and you're dodging attacks and patterns. And
yep.
That to me is just like, I mean, we sound so stupid in a way talking about a game that's old, but you and I have just been exposed to it. That's such a stroke of genius. That's like genre mashing that works so well.
Yeah.
I loved that. The first time you realize that's how the battle system works, you're like, how's no one thought of this before?
Totally.
It's like rhythm based. It's like perfect as a controller, handheld, whatever.
And the writing in the game is the main reason to play
characters
it.
Characters are like, so funny. Yeah, I love totally. The music. The score's beautiful.
Yeah, so my kids love listening to the music in the car now.
Yeah, I remember. Which one do they love?
The Snowdon
town. Yeah, Snowdon's beautiful.
But like just in general, like Archie will, I'll skip a song and he'll be like, no, I like that one. Put it back.
It's such a good score, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's really good.
I didn't listen to it till I finished, just in case of spoil. You know,
yeah, totally.
Dump Qui-Gon's funeral. Yeah. Yeah. Mask off if I read that.
But so yeah, with like there are like multiple endings that you can get by like either killing little characters or
there's
sparing
genocide
everybody.
Mode, neutral mode, and pacifist mode,
and there's other ones that apparently some people haven't even gotten yet.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucking bonkers. Like where you have to kill a certain combo of people and keep other people
exactly,
alive.
Yeah,
man,
it's so crazy.
It's I just love the idea that they've taken this battle, you know, a game where you know you're used to turn-based whatever, but it encourages you to run.
Yep.
It's just fun. Like it's someone who's loves our genre so much that it's like just taking our knowledge of an RPG or an indie RPG or a turn-based game and just taking the genre as like a language and slightly tweaking it.
Yeah, definitely.
Which I love.
Yeah, yeah. The big news this week is that Toby Fox surprise shadow dropped a free new game that is like a spiritual sequel to Undertale.
What?
Yeah.
How did I miss this?
Yeah, well, I mean,
I guess in the Wild West,
yeah, totally.
Telegrams take a bit long to...
They haven't got Undertale in...
What's it called?
In Valentine yet. It's called Deltarune.
Where is it? Where can I play it?
Deltarune.com. So DELTA.
Oh, it's a desktop game?
RUNE, yeah. But it's like free for Mac. So I've downloaded it. I'm going to play it. Apparently it's only 2 hours long. I'm going to try and play it by next week.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, maybe. No, I won't.
People are going bananas over it, obviously, because Undertale like fan community is insane.
Yeah, it's huge.
There's like rap videos featuring the two skeletons that
who,
people have
who
made.
Who are you, a Papyrus guy or a...
Sans.
Sans.
I think Sans. Sans is more chill, but Papyrus is way funny and he has
kinda
a
like
better
Papyrus.
Music.
He's so so anxious about people liking him.
Yeah, I love that the date you go on with him.
Yeah.
I think my favorite character was the insane robot. Though. Yeah.
Yeah. I kinda got a bit annoyed by it. I didn't like that dinosaur person who was helping you at the end.
Oh yeah, who kept calling you.
I found that weird. I found that was like a character or a device that was come up with, and I know it's a one person team, but to like handle some stuff that maybe like a bit of a Deus Ex Machina, that character. I don't know. Maybe it's different in another mode, but in neutral mode, I was like, you're just kind of acting like... I'm curious to see if I play... When I do my next playthrough...
Oh, yeah, because they kind of save you from having to fight in certain battles. Yeah. I like that. You know, again, it plays with your...
What's the game called?
Deltarune.
Cool. Wow, I had no idea that happened.
Yeah, it just happened yesterday. Big cool announcement. That and Smash Brothers announcement came at the same time.
What's the Smash Brothers announcement?
Well, that there is going to be a direct tonight.
Yeah.
Are you going to stay up for it?
No.
You're probably going to be up anyway if you're going to be...
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
What time is it? Like, no, I'm hanging out with Kiko tonight.
Because we haven't even spoken about the big crazy leak that you know, the Grinch leak that some French guy apparently leaked on Snapchat that reveals that...
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it's real.
There's like people are really, really wanting to believe. And Isaac from Golden Sun is like on that list. So is Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah.
I want to believe. It's such an insane roster that like I just want this game to be like unbelievable.
Take a Banjo-Kazooie. That means like a world of legal shit has been dealt with, doesn't it?
Well, because they've been so chummy with Microsoft lately. That's right. And like, you know, you can play as Mario characters in Minecraft. So why not the other way around?
What, on Microsoft consoles?
No, but it's still, it's a Microsoft game. Yeah. So yeah, there is a big Microsoft.
It's also the second biggest problem in America. No.
Like, imagine if Microsoft were like, you know, we've allowed the Rare Collection to be ported to Switch now, yeah. And also GoldenEye. We'll be celebrating by having Banjo-Kazooie show up in Smash. It's cool, funny though that the Dog Hunt duo is like almost like a different version of Banjo-Kazooie.
I remember I said that too. Yeah. I would have loved an adventure game that was the Duck Hunt duo.
Oh, so definitely, me too.
It's a no-brainer. So sick.
But there's all kinds of different characters. Mac Rider from like a very obscure old NES game, and then obviously Isaac, the Chorus Kids from Rhythm Heaven. Have you ever played a Rhythm Heaven game?
Yeah, that's sick.
Like,
I played
controlling
on GS.
Three singing children. That would be such an insane thing to do.
Yeah, that's insane.
I hope it's true, because it's so insane if it is.
That out of all of them does sound almost like it's most real.
It'd be such, like, on one hand, it's a shame if it is true and we found out without them doing their amazing video. I love the video reveals that they do. But, like, you know, tonight we're going to find out what that mode is.
Oh, yeah, the one-player mode, essentially.
I hope it's like going to be like a story-based
one. It has to
be.
It's called Ultimate. They're doing everything.
Oh, and if it has cutscenes of all of the different characters hanging out, like in Subspace Emissary, I'm fucking hyped. I think I might have to stay up.
What time is it?
1 a.m. tonight.
I'm going to be out with Kiko. So I'll go home and watch it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll give you some fucked up commentary.
If you want to, you know, I'll be up. I'll be in the PayFam group
at
1 a.m. tonight. Come and join me. We're going to be talking about it live. Yeah. Angus is going to be there. Kiko's going to be there.
Well, maybe not. If I'm home, I'll be there.
Okay.
I'll be home. It's mine. Got to go to work tomorrow. I saw Halloween. It was the other thing I wanted to say.
Oh my God, yes. Fuck yeah.
I loved it, man.
How good is it?
Yeah, it was what I wanted.
Spoke about it last week.
It was so respectful.
Directed by David Gordon Green, with the script by him and Danny McBride and another dude.
Those guys love the source material. It was so in love with the source material.
Well, I mean, so people are giving it shit because they don't really bring anything new to a genre. But I just think they do such a good version of what already exists.
But also, I really liked the treatment of the three generations of the surviving.
And that last third, it's not really a horror movie anymore.
No.
It's a thriller. It's a revenge thriller movie. Yeah,
they hunt him. Man, it's great. It's just this, like, three generations of women in this family have all, like, suffered trauma before because of this, like, benevolent force, you know?
Yeah, how good is Judy Greer?
Oh, amazing.
Happy Halloween, Michael.
That scene is amazing when you think she's like...
We've never seen her be tough.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah.
So when you see have that switch, you're like, oh my God, that was sick.
So good, yeah.
Yeah, everyone went like, woo!
Yeah, it was so good.
Mommy, help me!
Yeah,
it's so good.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you liked it.
I thought it was great.
I mean, I like a dumb slasher movie. And
same.
This is like
you can't not be
well
one.
Done.
Also, shout outs to the little black kid who literally was Kenny Powers.
Oh, yes.
I was like, that's Danny McBride. Every line was just Kenny Powers.
In so many reviews, they were saying how dumb that was.
It was great.
It's good to have dumb
moments. But it was Kenny Powers.
Yeah,
it was all of his lines that sounded like McBride. Like, the kid needs an Oscar for delivering it like McBride.
Absolutely.
He's like, fuck you, I know you're going to come in here and smoke weed.
Yeah,
he's just like
so
antagonizing.
Did you love that the podcasters?
Yeah, I was like, oh no, podcast. And then I was like, oh cool, podcasters.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, because you are a true crime fan, and the whole setup of the movie is based around these two true crime podcasters.
These British podcasters
that have come to
it's the 40th anniversary
Halloween Town,
and he's being transported.
He's being transported.
They're
trying to interview him before he
when he's holding the mask. That scene is so fucked.
When the whole
people are screaming.
Yeah, like,
it was such an eerie opening.
Such a great opening. I loved it, man.
Yeah, man. I thought it was such a great tribute. Like, don't expect a non-slasher from, like, a movie called Halloween.
Yeah, I don't know what people wanted from it, but it was everything I wanted.
Yeah.
Like,
it leaves it open for sequels.
So much fun. The only thing I didn't like about it is there's no post-credit scene.
There was breathing, though.
Yeah, I know. That doesn't count.
Do they always do Halloween known
no,
for
No, but post- I mean, like, I don't know. I'm just used to that now.
It's just Marvel that does that.
Yeah, I know.
I walk out now. I'm like, I don't want... If it was good enough, put in the fucking movie. Coward.
Put it before the movie.
Figure out how to write a script.
Do a pre-credit
insert this
scene
properly.
Yeah.
You know, don't... Or leave it in
I actually refer to the whole movie as a pre-credit scene.
And yeah, and the movie is... Yeah, the credits is the movie.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm coming to see.
Yeah, man, I loved it. I'm so glad I did.
Well, Angus... you're going to put on your cowboy hat and go rustle some cattle.
I'm going to go slap some people. I don't know why. You can slap people.
You can punch them.
I've had a bath and a lady came in and washed me.
Hell yeah, bro.
Oh, this wasn't Red Dead Redemption.
No,
in Red Dead. Yeah. It was sick.
Yeah, it's going to be definitely like one of those fun water cooler games.
Every morning, everyone where I sit with at work is playing it right now. So with Jan, a bunch of people, we're all playing it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And every morning it's
Frick is playing it?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
man,
what did you do last night?
We've got to hang a Frick
on. Yeah. we're like, what did you do last night? We're like, oh, I shot there, I did that. And we've all had completely different experiences.
That's so good.
There's like eight of us in an area of 10 that just play it religiously every
Maybe
night.
Maybe we should ask Brick if she just wants to come and we'll do like, just put on cowboy hats. Just talk like Red that. Dead for 20 minutes.
I'm down to clown.
Okay. All right. Well, Angus.
Yeah.
Cowboys are cool.
So are.
And so are you.
Thanks, man. You too. Enjoy your morning, partner.
And if you want to see more Hey Fam on your television, patreon.com/HeyFam.
Oh, yeah. That's access you your console's browser and go to it.
Bye, everybody. See you next time.
Hasta la vista. Hey! Bam! Bam!
Bam! Bam! Bam! This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.